control. Top story at Infowars.com. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. This is just off the charts news, and it's just it's one of the biggest things we've ever reported on. Here's the Attorney General on C-SPAN bragging how he met with media heads to brainwash and demonize the Second Amendment. Here's a short clip of that. We'll get Gerald's take on it in closing with our interview with him. Here it is.
Every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have
that's enough. Number that he goes into a tattletale line. If you're at somebody's house and see a gun, even if it's legal, call the police. And what do they say? They say they will brainwash and re-educate you at these camps. Gerald, can you imagine if we were in one of these camps? And, of course, what they'll do is take us and beat the daylights out of us and torture us and stuff. And, I guess, scare everybody else into taking on some type of syndrome where you love your abusers. What's that called? Stockholm syndrome? This country has Stockholm.
Yeah. And Big Bro over there, he's also put guidelines in, let anyone forget, that they're listening to us now, and what they're also doing, every stroke of your keyboard, every cell phone call that you make, every place that you're on surveillance camera, they're now putting in algorithms to decide whether or not you're an enemy of the state. And when you really think about this, is that if you don't believe their BS, then you have no place in America with a K. And so this Orwell had never dreamt of what would have happened as it's happening now.
And by the way, it's illegal for them to spy on us without warrants, and they just admit it. They have dropped their pants in front of us and are telling us they're going to rape us.
Exactly. And one of the other ones, Alex, that we haven't mentioned was at 7 o'clock on a Friday, and this is important because the government, what they do when they have to release information that they don't want anybody to know, they do it late on Friday after the news media is out of the Capitol. And they do this worldwide, and Saturday is the least watched and read news day. Obama also signed that wonderful executive order that gives El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, I say that because we're a banana republic now, the full right to take over farms, factories, businesses, banking, everything under, quote, a potential threat. So when you look at what's happened to this country and you listen to a brainwashed tape like that coming from Holder. Oh, and by the way, you know who this Eric Holder is? He's the same guy that was under Clinton. Yeah, that's right. That when Clinton was signing all those pardons, I remember the guy that, what was his name, over in Switzerland that gave Clinton tons of money to run for campaign? Holder squeaked that one through. That's the high caliber people that we're talking about. Crooks and criminals in high places. They're the best ones to be, attorney generals. Oh, and by the way, talking about crooks and criminals in high places, we just saw another report coming out that John the Slime Corzine, you know, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, Senator and Governor of New Jersey and raper of our funds out of the MF Global scam. He's been bundling even more money than they even anticipated for Obama. So it's one big crime syndicate. And anybody, again, in my estimation, that supports the syndicate is an accessory to the crime, or as you would say, a collaborator.
And we're not just saying that. We've come to this point, instead of them lecturing us, it's like, hey, you're now saying the war on terror is over, but the TSA's got to grope us on the streets, that we're the enemy. You're the enemy. I mean, it's that simple. They are the enemy. Gerald Celente, I'm glad to hear that you're going to be staying here. It's our country. It's not the foreign bankers. They're the criminals, and we are going to beat them. We're not just going to stand and fight. We're going to beat them. I feel it. I know it. This country is waking up. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
TrendsJournal.com. Get our article at Infowars.com on the FEMA camps. It's going mega viral right now. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship. And one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why they created T-Gen. It contains an all-natural ingredient that will safely boost your testosterone. You need healthy levels of testosterone to have a good mood and a positive, energetic mind. Call now and you'll receive a free bottle of T-Gen with your order. 1-800-577-8644. 1-800-577-8644. In a study of exercising men using the ingredient in T-Gen, 85% reported an improvement in sexual desire. So don't wait. Call now. Call 1-800-577-8644. That's 1-800-577-8644.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the third day of May, 2012, on this live Thursday edition. We've got a lot of important news with Chin Guang Chung and the betrayal by the State Department in China. We've got flu study that sparked censorship. Fight is published at last for the super mega flu that can kill 90%+ of people. We have Oklahoma City whistleblower, hero, grand juror, Bobby Heidelberg dying of cancer. That being announced yesterday. We have a top link in the middle of drudgereport.com. Rand Paul launches campaign to end the TSA. That's an Infowars.com story. We've got a lot of news here, a lot. And Gerald Celente is going to be joining us in the third hour to talk about the economy, trends, and a host of other issues. But I want to just stop the presses right here. I want to just get everybody's attention, everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. A decade ago, maybe once a year, I would get on air and say, this is the biggest news I've ever covered. I remember coming back in 99 from an urban warfare drill in Oakland, where I witnessed Marines and foreign troops practice taking over Oakland and San Francisco and confiscating guns. And I came back with a video and I said, this is the biggest news I've ever brought you. During Katrina in 2005, I said the fact that they sent regular big army in with National Guard to confiscate guns, and they announced it on the news, this is the biggest news we've ever reported when it comes to our liberties in this country. 9/11, of course, up until 2001, I said this is the biggest event ever. It'll be used to take our liberties, and you watch, it'll then be flipped from Al-Qaeda to the American people. That's now happened. There have been many of these benchmarks, but the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, breaking today, in the last 30 minutes, is staggering in its import. So I don't want to just cover this and then move on to the next thing. This confirms and validates everything that I have researched and seen in the last 17 years of deep focus. There is a giant underground semi-covert program to build a series of prison internment facilities at mothballed and current military bases, as well as sports stadiums, Walmart distribution centers, that's on record, and mothballed private prisons they've built. We already have the biggest prison population in the world, over 7 mil. That's double what China, with 1.3 billion, has. We're not just number one. We're number one by light years. And it's going to get worse. They are announcing arresting people for nothing and disappearing into a black hole. You know about the NDAA, the secret arrest and disappearance of citizens. First, people denied that was in the bill. Then it was admitted. Then Obama said he's going to veto it. I told you he wouldn't. Turned out he demanded it. He was just doing that so opposition wouldn't form. Then he said, don't worry, I won't use the power. Now he says he will. That is a criminal government, 100%. And police and military, before I get to this new news, you have a decision to make. I can open the phones up for police right now, and they will call in and say, yes, we train with the military, and yes, the military gets in plain clothes, generally, you know, just police jackets that just say police, and help us raid high-threat targets, mainly gun shop dealers, gun shop owners, veterans, people like that, land rights people, folks like the man who had the little chicken farm up in Roswell, Georgia, and our intel is that it fits in that Brigade Homeland was there and did kill him. Why not? Delta Force was used to kill the Davidians. Machine gun them. The flare footage was released. This has been a long-term strategic program. I've gotten documents. I've gotten eyewitnesses, Marine Corps officers to go public. In Road to Tyranny that came out 10 years ago. It came out in February of 2002. He'd been a Marine Corps officer, then become a police officer, then become a computer software developer, no longer a police officer. Driving down I-35, he'd heard my show about military checkpoints on I-35. Just south of Austin and Kyle, drives into a military checkpoint. They're pulling people out of cars. He gets out and says this is illegal. They yell at him. He showed me documents, photos, all of it. He was raiding gun shop owners as a Marine in the late 1980s in Norfolk, Virginia. Let me just stop there and give you the big news. The point is that we have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. We have the John Warren Defense Authorization Act. We have the Enemy Combatant Designation. We have the NDAA. Write these down. Look these up. This is real. Don't sit there and say, oh, I heard a rumor on Alex Jones. I'm giving you absolute proof. Okay? The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program started in the 80s, declassified in 97 by Clinton. Because he was proud of it. That at a dozen bases, and they opened a dozen more. They had Army running state and federal prisoners just to train them how to run a prison on bases. But this was secret. There were, and still are, it's expanded, prisoners under Army control, civilian prisoners, and they could keep it secret from the early 80s under Rex 84 until 1997. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. I sent all this to Glenn Beck. He was going to do a show on it. Fox told him no. So he had those Judas Goat Benedict Arnold arch traitors, Popular Mechanics on, looking like total slime. I mean, they're not even good liars. Sitting there like Sylvester with a canary in their mouth, lying to people and saying camps don't exist and building straw men and showing camps that we... I waited till the morning. They hadn't even done promos. And I said, I know what they're going to do. I told my crew months before, when Beck was hyping it, I said, they're going to go to well-known debunked FEMA sites that we've exposed to debunk. And I said it that day, and they did it. I know the mind of the enemy. I live this. I know what's going to happen. I'm getting the big breaking news in a moment, but you've got to hear the buildup so you understand the larger spectrum. And I'm giving you only a snapshot, even though it sounds complex. By the way, Beck, you left Fox because they didn't want you to attack the New World Order anymore, and you've done a better job since. There's still time to repent and go public with the camps to your big audience. I don't want to get off into Glenn Beck. The point is, there is no future if we don't stop this. Now, I had police and military calling in yesterday, and I would ask them, hey, you work with the military and warrant service? Yeah, we do. You know, they're like, you're not really supposed to talk about that. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's why it's kept secret. That's illegal. And the answer is, well, we've just, you know, I had this Marine of Desert Storm 1 and some other operations drive me when Fox News wanted to interview me for ManCal. And I said, ManCal, I'm not flying there. I've told him I don't want to be on Fox. They say I do. And he begged and begged and begged. You know, nice guy. It's a side issue. And he said, just come do it by satellite. So and Fox likes to send a car to make sure you show up on time. So here comes the car out to the country. Pick me up. It's a Marine. He's got the Marine, you know, button on and stuff. And he goes, Alex, you know we've got Marines on the border for decades. You know. I'm like, yeah, I know. You guys shot that you U.S. citizen goat herder there. And he goes, yeah. And, well, you know, he raised up his BB gun. I said, yeah, the guy was basically mentally retarded. But that was a side issue. He thought he was telling me something about how, yeah, I know there's troops on the border. That's the point. You leave it wide open. The point is, all this is illegal because Congress should be doing that. And it should be public. And it should be to defend the border, not to control who can bring drugs in and who can't. The issue is there's a giant shadow government that now has been building this up and training and getting it ready for decades. Really since the 70s. Heated up in the 80s, accelerated in the 90s, and now it is in full train. You saw all those videos of tanks all over the country. Big mile-long, two-mile-long trains with Bradley fighting vehicles and other vehicles being delivered with woodland and grassland camo paint jobs for the U.S. all over the country. Desert to the southwest, camo to Michigan. And they are caching these at secret backup points, not the local armory, which they know citizens may take. They are caching them and preparing for war. You've heard the military on this show. When they just talk about secession in the Texas legislature, they were on alert in Oklahoma and Tennessee and Louisiana and New Mexico to invade the Texas. You're like, oh, yeah, right. Oh, you didn't remember last year when the unanimous House said you can't grab people's genitals, TSA? What'd the feds say? We're going to run a blockade. And the Speaker of the House said, what does that entail? We'll put fighter jets in the air. We will shoot down aircraft that enter the state of Texas. See, we're not in Kansas anymore. Perry, just to get political points, says we may have to have secession. The legislature talks about it. We have it in treaty rights, Lone Star State. Not really the only state that has that, though. New Hampshire and others have right to revolt as well and right to secede. They really all do, but stated in the founding and the voluntary entry by the treaty, by the country of Texas, my forebears created with many of your forebears. And they said, listen, we're going to put F-16s in the air. We're going to militarily blockade you. This was civil war. That's how the Civil War started. Okay, this is real. This is real. And let me tell you what they're going to do when we get back. They're planning to roll this out. They're planning to come arrest me. They're planning to arrest Rand Paul, Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Gerald Celente, Joel Skousen, George Norrie, Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge. I'm not joking. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. A political dissident.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com. There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ and InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's 1 dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
It's the top story at InfoWars.com. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Well, what do you see in the KSLA TV piece about the clergy response team? They say, we work with the military that during martial law, you'll do what's required of you and submit in the camp and take your force inoculations and turn your guns in and let your children be sent to another center. And they practice picking your kids up at the school, FEMA does, and taking them away and not telling you where they go. This is all part of the martial law system. That's why when somebody sees a gun, they lock down half the town where you live all the time. It's about training you to be a prisoner. TSA, it's all prisoner training. That's what happens when you get to a prison, is they do what the TSA does. It's prisoner induction. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. If you want to see what it looks like in an urban warfare drill, you can watch my film, Police State 2000, or in the film that came out 4 years ago, Children of Men, when they're taking people into the camp processing area on the buses. That's exactly what Abu Ghraib and others look like. And the training they do over there, they admit, is for here. And they grab your wife, they grab your kids, and they got people working in these things that like to rape kids. Remember, that's in the Army's own report on Abu Ghraib and other camps. Raping of children with battery acid. Look it up. I'm not joking. Continue. Leaked U.S. That's Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what the good guys do now. It's not the general military. It's special perv units. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. This is a leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense. Contains shocking plans for political activists to be pacified. We're going to put that PDF on screen now. Again, leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense contains shocking plans for political activists to be pacified by PSYOP officers, psychological warfare officers, into developing an appreciation of U.S. policies. This is domestically, it goes on to say. Now, that's teaching them how to have Stockholm syndrome, enjoy their masters, and most cowards do. They do a mind flip where they actually believe it. Thank you for torturing me. Thank you for putting me in a labor camp. I understand my children need to be kept in another area, and then the other minions in the camp will tattle on you and things, creating a psychology that they have power and watch you be drug away and tortured because they heard you talk bad. And they'll actually start smiling and kissing the rear end of the abusers. And this is what America is now. This happens in every other country. This is the Gulag Archipelago. This is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. You want to be slaves? You got it. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Heck, let's come back with the theme song of Hardware. I think it's called The Order of Death, the name of the band. Let's try to find that. Thank you. Oh, let me continue. This is at InfoWars.com. It should be the number one story in America today, but you'll send it to friends and family, and they won't even go look and find out it's real. So they say, oh, that's not true. Oh, the NDAA isn't real. The checkpoints on the highways with the TSA isn't real. None of that's real. That's why I got so mad. I started screaming at that guy yesterday who called up, and he didn't deny that he had the National Guard marching around in Minnesota on the streets to condition people. He just said that I was being biased. Oh, yeah, you bet I'm biased towards freedom. You bet I've been to dozens of urban warfare training drills and witnessed them trained to come in our houses and take our kids away from us and take our guns and beat the daylights out of us if we're lucky. You bet I'm biased against that, pal. That's why I went into a rage. Because I'm so upset about what we're going into here, and I want to turn it around. But your level of denial out there is not helping, folks. The document entitled FM3-39.40, by the way, I've got old manuals, what they did in Vietnam and stuff. This is right out of it when you read it. Resettlement and internment operations. Again, internment resettlement operations, PDF, was originally released on a restricted basis to DOD in February of 2010. Remember, that's when the documents came out about the massive ramp up and build up to hire tens of thousands of additional internment specialists for in the U.S. during civil emergencies. And it said to run the barbed wire and the checkpoints and the different jobs you'd have and then the crews getting the camps ready with water and latrines and all that. Billions of dollars being spent and Pentagon whistleblowers calling us and pointing out documents that were on the federal purchase order sites and then the so-called patriots all going, there's Alex again, fear-mongering. Again. Even our supposed people that are awake are so cowardly that they won't even admit how dire our straits are. If we're going to get out of this, we're going to have to grow up and realize what's happening. I'm going to try to shut up and come back and just read Watson's article. But it is important to get this out to everybody now. It's at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
And now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
Cintas? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their towel and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with Cintas from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Cintas, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is...
Core evil that has been premeditatedly developed and put in place. It is a program. I know exactly where it leads from history, but in their own documents. It is guaranteed that the global elite are trying to bankrupt and break this country, destroy the family, bring in hellish Agenda 21, and re-educate this country. In fact, we have the clip of the Attorney General saying, I met with the media to brainwash the public against guns. This is brainwashing. That's why they have the military in all the schools now. I've worked in radio stations. I've been at 590 as a guest when they bring in a PSYOP officer with a book he's published about how great Afghanistan is. And the guy confronts me in the hall with his eyes twinkling, you know, getting off on the fact that he's a secret agent. I just said, man, you're a traitor. And he was in there running PSYOP saying, this is like 5 years ago, that
Well, Gruckheimer says that we kill men, women, and children, but and then in the hall trying to intimidate me, so I just blew up at the guy and told him he was a traitor. I mean, just because – I want to say something. Just because you've been brought into this as a senior police officer or military officer or bureaucrat or contractor, you're being fed psyops and lies as well. Your future is being destroyed. Just because you've joined with this through peer pressure, you know, they get you in and slowly test you, and by approximation, you'll do anything. I mean, I don't need the police to call in. I have the documents. We first broke in 98 because the FBI showed up at an Army checkpoint where Mike Hansen, my camera guy, just ran into it on I-35, and they were telling him not to film. They were searching cars, searching buses, and the FBI agent gives him a document, and it says restricted. He goes, here's the press release, and drives off. They had the phone numbers, Fort Hood, and the 77 counties it responds to, the other bases that respond to the other counties that's in my film, The Takeover. And then I started talking to police officers over the years, and I found out there was this giant secret program. They send the Army, the Marines in, when a veteran won't give their guns up, when a farmer won't give their land up. The military's been killing Americans for at least 20 years, well, since the late 80s that I know of, so 24 years or so. I'm going to explain again. The regular Army and Marines kill citizens from my intel on a weekly basis. And once they get the police involved in something that's illegal, they're compromised. And again, our intel is that's why we can't get the sheriff's department, the marshal's office, or the police to say they were there. And I've since made some calls and confirmed what the caller told us about family at the base. They sent Brigade Homeland and a Fort Stewart in there to kill that guy that wouldn't come out of his house in Georgia. That's why they're acting so freaked out when I sent reporters up there. I knew, my nose smelled something on that. But it doesn't matter. I have the interviews. I have the documents in other cases. Remember the head of Brigade Homeland in Army Times 4 years ago said, yeah, we're going to be pulling triggers on the American people. We'll also be helping at car wrecks and things. That's the PR psyop. He said, we're going to be pulling triggers. The Army Times didn't retract that. They just removed it 2 days after we pointed it out, but we saved it. That's why you have DWI checkpoints run by National Guard, Big Army, Marines. Air Force MPs are a big part of this. All right, continuing here. That's why at the Kentucky Derby, that's why at the Super Bowl, now at high school sports, the Army's there. And they're running security, and they've got live ammo. It's to get everybody acclimated. See, the evil people that have hijacked our government have to sell us that torture's good, and sell us that checkpoints are good, and sell us that the TSA is good, and sell us that tyranny's good, and sell us that all these wars are good. And I heard a caller yesterday to a friend of mine, Jeff Ward's show, here locally in Austin on 590 AM, one of our local affiliates. And they were talking about Afghanistan 10-plus years later will it ever end. I heard a good old boy call in, the ignorant type, and he was associating, and I'm going to get to the concentration camp news, the biggest breaking news ever. He was associating his power with the system, and he said, these people just keep killing each other, so we go in there and we say, you quit killing each other, or we're going to kill all of you. We'll just kill everybody in the country. And let me tell you, that's what I hear from a lot of people. And it's this, we'll just parking lot them. Most of these guys have never been there, don't know the history. They don't know that it's basically medieval over there. Those people aren't attacking us unless you attack them. It's a blood vendetta, just like people were in America until 50 years ago. You kill my brother, I kill you. That was the old rule. So we're these castrated men that but act tough all day and go, just parking lot all the Arabs. Really, the global banks hate you even more than those Arabs because they know you could revert back to being a caveman at any time, which is what they fear. They want the little metrosexual males running around, you know, being bossed around by their wives or girlfriends. That's the end of the. That's what they want. You understand that? That's what all this is about. And I heard a caller call, and it was so incredibly eloquent, but he was also passionate. He was like, I can't believe this is America. I can't believe George Washington froze his butt off at Valley Forge and crossed the Delaware and Trenton, New Jersey, and you know went through all those battles over 7 years so that we could talk about just genociding whole groups of people. And he went on to say even Hitler, when he went into a country, didn't genocide everybody. And so you can keep your culture. This guy's like, you'll take our culture, you're dead. What is our culture? A plastic, globalist, fake facsimile, garbage-filled system. And the caller went on to say, that's what the government does. They say, we're going to give you shots, and we'll take your kids. And you're going to not spank your kids. We're going to do what we say, or we're going to send SWAT teams. It's a bunch of global social engineers that telling us what we're going to do. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. All right, again, this is the biggest news I've ever covered because it confirms everything we already knew. I already know this, but the fact that this is on the major GovTrack sites and the fact that we separately have the bids, the bid process for all of this that government people have called up, I've had government employees, high level, mid level, call up, say their names, be guest on the show, and have the courage to come on and say, all right, let's walk through this on air, going through these government purchase sites and these government bid sites. You see this, you see that. That's for the barbed wire. That's for the checkpoints. That's for the internment specialist. That's for the. Well, now we have the manual. This is public. This is confirmed. We now have the manual. Ladies and gentlemen, for how they're going to break the people up, how they're going to control them, and how they're going to run psyops on them. And we have the clergy response team stuff where they're going to have the preachers inducting people into these sprawling camps during the collapse. See, they'll also sell it that you need to be in it because of relocation, but then there's going to be prisoners who are troublemakers, see. There's going to be camps within camps, just like at Abu Ghraib or just like at Camp X-Ray. And they've got the whole charts of how they do it. Now, this was secret. This got leaked. But this is now on the official government sites. They're confirming it's real and, of course, doing an investigation so they can arrest whoever leaked it. Well, there's going to be more leaking. The globalists go full bore with all this. There's going to end up being a major shooting war in this country, and it's not going to be documents that are going to be leaking. It's going to be brains and guts and blood. And by the way, I've seen enough in life that, no, I'm not looking forward to that. I tell you, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. They plan to march the U.S. military and the police right into the American people. And in a way, that's why they're teaching all the police, you will face veterans, you will have improvised explosive devices against you. When they're taking people's kids and taking people's guns and everything's collapsing, the feds will stage a few bombings to up front to demonize the veterans, but there'll be real attacks, actually. They're planning a total civil war where people are forced. Well, I can't go to the camp. You're not going to take my kids. And then these vets are going to go wait for people on the highway. They're going to wait for the cops and the military. And it's on. And again, the globalists plan to destroy our military with this. They soft kill you with the vaccines and the rest of it. They plan on you being defeated by the American people. And that's public. They admit they're going to use troops from 15 nations during civil emergencies to deal with insurrection and terrorists. NLEO9, FEMA.gov. Type in NLEO9, FEMA.gov. You'll read it. I mean, this is so hardcore. The master plan to use us against each other to kill each other. And what do you do when they're coming to take you to some stinking camp and take your little children from you? The police don't need to be told this. You understand you're going to face millions of people. You understand you're going to be absolutely stomped into the ground. You understand that, don't you? And that's not talk. That's a real analysis. But that's the plan. We cannot allow this to take place. Heaven help us. This is going to be so horrible. And again, think of all the things you didn't think would actually happen that have now happened. Think about what we've turned into. We've got to repent and ask God to heal this country. And we've got to have the police and military speak out. Heaven help us. And here's what's going to happen. Most of the military is awake. 70-plus% gave their donations to Ron Paul. A lot of the police are waking up right now. But the problem is, once we start killing each other, and they'll prime it, just like with the Shiites and the Sunnis, where they would blow up mosques and stuff, the CIA and others, to get everybody fighting with each other. MI6 got caught doing it. Israelis got caught, London Guardian. Once they get us killing each other, it'll just start up on its own. Listen, we've got to be smart enough to not do this. That's why they've infiltrated militias. That's why they're always trying to get them to attack the military and police preemptively to start this war. That's why when my guys pulled up in Pittsburgh to talk to the military, they called the police on them and said they were terrorists just for saying, hey, you're violating posse comitatus. The military was seeing us as enemies. But if you show the military the hat trick, if you show them how they've been manipulated, it's so simple they go, oh, yeah, I get that now. And then you show them all these documents and how this was all premeditated and how when they're out of the military, they're now the number one enemy. Oh, yeah. They know you're going to get out of the military and understand how you were fooled. When you're 18, 20 years old, you're not. That's why you're the enemy. Let's continue. That is the enemy of the globalist. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government or to be given Stockholm Syndrome is what it is. A leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense contains shocking plans for political activists. See, this confirms the camps, which were confirmed, but they said, for emergencies. It confirms they're political. To be pacified by psychological warfare officers into developing an appreciation of U.S. policies. That means banker policies. While detained in prison camps inside the United States. What did I play just yesterday? Or 2 days ago? Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience. I shot that video, you're saying. And then I show video in Police 80,000 where they admit it's four citizens in America in gun confiscation. The manual, the document titled FM3-39.40, linked at Infowars.com, Internment and Resettlement Operations PDF, was originally released on a restricted basis to DOD. Yeah, they can't even let regular military get this. In February of 2010, but has now been made public. Yeah, leaked. The manual outlines policies for processing detainees into internment camps, both globally and inside the United States. International agencies like the UN and Red Cross, see the headline could even be UN to run FEMA camps, are named as partners in addition to domestic federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Oh, man. Rural Council, all of it. Heaven help us. The department makes it clear that the policies apply within U.S. territory and involve DOD support, I'm quoting, to U.S. civilian authorities for domestic emergencies and for designated law enforcement and other activities, including man-made disasters, accidents, terrorist attacks, and incidents in the U.S. and in territories. Aside from enemy combatant and other classification detainees, the manual includes the detention of civilian internees. Every time in Austin and everywhere else, they set up aircraft hangars or bus terminals and put barbed wire in them and put you inside and then run buses to make you sick. Oh, man, it's bad. In other words, citizens who are detained for security reasons, for protection, or because he or she committed an offense against the detaining power. You hear that quote? You're detained, permanently detained. Once the detainees have been processed into the internment camp, the manual explains how they will be re-educated. You heard me right. It says re-educated. And what has Obama said? They say when they, well, they say in the manuals under the FEMA Corps, when your parents are arrested, you're sent to a youth camp where they put peer pressure on you, and they're even able to break most people's children and have them turn against their family. And Rahm Emanuel told C-SPAN how they were going to do that, how you'll be sent to these camps. Let me tell you, you're not putting your filthy hands on my kids, you scumbags. You understand that? Let me tell you, folks, this stuff all goes down. We have got total criminals in control who are taking an absolute blueprint of evil against us. It goes on. Once the detainees have been processed into the internment camp, the manual explains how they will be re-educated with particular focus on targeting political dissenters into expressing support for U.S. policy. The re-education process is the responsibility of the psychological operations officer, also known as a traitor against America, I should add, whose job it is to design PSYOP products that are designed to pacify and acclimate detainees, or DCs, as they're called, to accept U.S. or IR facility authority regulations. That's UN, ladies and gentlemen. According to the document, that's a quote. The manual lists the following roles that are designed to the PSYOP team. Identifies malcontents, trained agitators, and political leaders within the facility. Oh, yeah. They're going to turn me over to the absolute just torturers, man. Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck. Problem is the coward torturers will sit back while troops are dying bringing people into these pigs. Whew. Tell you what. This is so evil. Identifies malcontents, trained agitators, and political leaders within the facility who may try to organize resistance or create disturbances. Yeah, you don't want to try to escape out of the camp in America. Oh, my God. Develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes. Identifies political activists. Provides loudspeaker support such as administrative announcements facility. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Don't worry. Tyrants always fall. And I know the lay of the land. I've thought about this probably more than anybody out there alive who's on the side of liberty. We're going to win. Some of us aren't going to make it through this, but that is not what matters. Freedom and dignity and honor and innocence. Every time I look at my children, other people's children, how innocent and good they are. I realize that we just absolutely should be honored to fight this tyranny and should not be afraid at any level. The only fear you need to have is of not, while you're alive this one time, standing up against these people in this test. But this is so real. And again, it's accelerated. It's built to a fever crescendo. My father was approached by a patient of 10 years who revealed to him he was a Homeland Security spy and wanted him to spy on his patients. My dad played along with it to discover more and found that it was real. Called the card number, all of it, and then went to talk to the dentist at work under him, and they had all been visited at their homes by other Homeland Security. Ladies and gentlemen, the average person gets approached by this and gets on a power trip. If you're out there listening and think you're special, a preacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a government person, a InfraGuard corporate person, you think you're special, you're always told that, you're known as a dupe, useful idiot, moron, okay? And the type of people, you know, my dad said that this person, you know, is very narcissistic, very weak. He said the Homeland Security people he talked to were the same way. Well, yeah, we're fighting an army of just scum. These people are filth, but they've got our military working for them. So what are they going to do when most of the military is awake? They're going to have stunts. They'll blow up Chicago with a nuke, or they'll attack a bunch of bases with rogue groups and put patsies on TV and then say, we attack the military. But I don't see them getting away with it if we get this information out. You know, Ron Paul will be on national shows and go, what about Alex Jones? You're on a show and admitted cancer going on. He goes, well, I'm not saying that's happening now, but it could be a danger. No, it's real. It's real. They don't want you knowing. Homeland Security got Time Warner to ban the Jesse Ventura show that I basically honchoed. I mean, that one episode was like 85% Alex Jones, you know, my seal. It was real. And they went absolutely conniption ape, threatening. I'm not supposed to get into it. Not supposed to get into it. The point is, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, if you were on the area I'm at and you see what I see, let me tell you it's real. And let me tell you it's bad. And you heard the cops yesterday, people, going, yeah, we do have the military on warrant service. Yeah, it's secret. See, I mean, that's so illegal. Giant covert operations that they're now just phasing out. And it goes on. Provide loudspeaker support. In fact, get that video we played 2 days ready. The video we played 2 days ago ready where it's attention, attention, attention. Helps the military police commander control detainee and D.C. Populations during emergencies, plans and executes PSYOP program that produces an understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions, which means banker policy inside the U.S. Our policy is the Bill of Rights Constitution, but you hate that. Remember, this is not restricted to insurgents in Iraq who are detained in prison camps. The manual makes it clear the policies also apply within U.S. territory under the auspices of DHS and FEMA. The historical significance of states using internment camps to reeducate detainees is, in fact, that it is almost exclusively practiced by repressive and dictatorial regimes like the former Soviet Union and Stalinist regimes like modern-day North Korea. Then he goes through how we've documented it all and the other admissions. Ladies and gentlemen, red alert, DEFCON 1, maximum alert, maximum alert, maximum, maximum alert. Get this article at InfoWars.com. Get it out to every talk radio host, every website, to your police chief, everyone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.